Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WTAW News time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Union Pacific Railroad and Bryan Police are investigating the discovery of a deceased person on top of a rail car. BPD social media states that the southbound train stopped Friday evening along Finfeather Road south of Villa Maria between Navidad and Yewa Streets. Investigators believe there are no signs of foul play. An autopsy will be done on the person who is not local but whose identity has not been released because family has not been notified. Brazos County commissioners learned that inflation has raised the price of materials to maintain county roads by $542,000 over the last year.
Overall, it's about a 23% increase in these items that we buy.
Purchasing agent Charles Wendt says their contracts now include a separate clause to reflect fuel prices to ship some road materials to the county.
So that we can keep the same commodity price, we have the transportation cost involved in that. And so it floats a little bit and it follows an index, the EIA. U.S. Department of Energy.
Wendt says the county has a 12-month contract to purchase fuel, something that dropped in price for a while but is rising again. Texas A&M is the sun that we all rotate around. That's according to College Station City Manager Brian Woods, who was asked about the city's relationship with the university during his recent visit on our show. Woods says they're seeing cooperation at a level they haven't seen before.
Not just, well, we're all here, so we have to talk to each other, but seeing where each entity can really bring something. And A&M is an aspect that communities, you know, five times our size don't have. So it brings value that, is not easy to show necessarily on paper.
Wood says university representatives are on their committees and engaged in the decisions the city is making. Tomorrow's workshop meeting of the College Station ISD School Board includes a workshop discussion and possible action regarding needs associated with the A&M Consolidated High School Fieldhouse. That follows comments during the December board meeting from two parents who are members of Consolidated High School's Tiger Club.
The metal press boxes above the baseball and softball facilities are just one lightning strike away from being a disaster.
Jennifer Spar brought up last month the club's financial investment in Consol's athletic programs.
At Tiger Club meetings every month, we approve equipment for all of the various teams that should be provided by the district for safety reasons, yet they are not. Tiger Club has spent thousands and thousands of dollars on equipment in just the short 6 months that I have been a part of it.
Tomorrow's workshop, which begins at 5, begins with public comments on this and other workshop topics. The agenda also includes discussion and possible action regarding unidentified capacity issues with CSISD's Kids Club after school program. During tomorrow night's regular meeting of the CSISD School Board, consideration will be given to accepting a $1 million unsolicited gift. The Donald A. Adam Family Foundation is offering the money for the specified purpose of enhancing school safety. According to a memo sent to school board members, the gift can fund current and future safety measures and projects. WTAW News time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 61 degrees. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
Got the weather for you. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com today.
Cloudiness this morning will be giving away to a good deal of sunshine this afternoon. Breezy and mild today, high in the mid-70s. Partly mostly cloudy, mid-50s overnight. Lots of sun, warm Tuesday, upper 70s. We've got a front approaching Tuesday night. Clouds move in, showers late, low to mid-60s. Partly sunny Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, 1620-94.5 WTAW.
There goes 810. Hey, we've been here since 6 o'clock for you this morning. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
some of us work earlier than that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Working away.
Getting work done.
Still traffic. Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, we're here for you because we think it's important. So it is crazy. Companies can catch stuff like this now, but a woman named Carly Bessie used to work for an accounting firm on Vancouver Island in Canada, recently sued them for wrongful termination.
Okay.
She claimed that she was still owed $5,000 in unpaid wages.
Okay.
But the company countersued her and claimed she actually owed them money. They said she was fired for what they call time theft while working from home.
Mm.
Basically not working all the hours she said she was. And they had proof, thanks to a program called Time Camp, that was on her work laptop.
Oh!
Tracking software that can tell if you're working or not.
Mm.
It can distinguish between work tasks and things like being on Facebook or watching cat
videos. Online shopping.
Yeah, things like that.
That's interesting.
Got her.
Yeah, it's more than just being active online.
In the span of 1 month last year, she claimed she'd worked 51 more hours than she really did. Her excuse was that she printed out hard copies of documents and was working off those instead of her computer, mm-hmm. but the company also tracked her printer usage, which they could do, and they said that wasn't true. Last Wednesday, the court sided with the company, and they ordered her to repay over $2,000 in wages.
Wow. Yeah, she probably didn't count for all that.
No, definitely not. So
we had a, I don't even think they try to call it a scholarship pageant. We had the Miss Universe.
Miss Universe, yeah. And Miss USA won.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Raboni Gabrielle is a fashion designer, model, and sewing instructor from Houston, was crowned Miss Universe Saturday night.
Oh, and she's from Houston.
Yes.
Nice. I guess I didn't even, I just saw the headline and knew she was Miss USA.
First Filipino-American to win Miss USA. Now, if you have time today, and if you're not working, then you certainly have time. And if you are working, just remember your company might have that software we just mentioned.
Right.
That you might not want to look at it right now. But the costumes that they wore for their countries were insane.
Crazy.
They were absolutely insane.
I saw a video of her, and it's like a big ball.
Right.
Over?
It's the globe. It's the Earth.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
people were. It celebrated NASA's moon landing.
Yes.
Hers did. Miss USA.
I'm looking at it. I don't get that from that.
I don't know. So,
well, I get the moon.
That's the moon.
That's
right?
The moon.
So it's not
and
the globe. It's a moon.
Yeah. And then she's just got these like thigh high silver boots. And then, you know, obviously this, pretty intense, you know, leotard looking thing with then just silver stars. Just like she looks like a sparkler.
She does.
She looks like a sparkler.
And Miss Ukraine, I saw her.
I saw hers, and I think it still even evolved a little bit to this weekend, but I want to say about maybe a couple of weeks ago, they released her planned costume online, and it was stunning.
And
the
wings
really
opened
cool.
up behind her.
Yeah, yeah, and she's basically like going to war in a way, but it's also, I mean, she's got, it had like war theme to it, but very much like we see the light, and we're, you know, that kind of thing.
I don't know who came up with this, but
all of them are absolutely insane and wild. And I can't even imagine like walking in some
right.
of them.
How heavy were these things?
Mm-hmm.
Just had to be.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
What happens if that moon falls on her head? That would hurt.
Yes, it would. I don't know. Again, don't know how
but
heavy
it would. I do love how it gives them a chance to dress up in something other than, you know, a gown or a bathing suit. And it allows them to represent their country, right? It kind of gives you a view. Like, I saw one, and I don't know if they're, I can't remember what country it was exactly, but she was dressed up with, like, Amazon jungle, like, jaguars and stuff.
Cool.
And it was very tropical. And then, so you get a chance to be creative and represent your country, which I kind of love.
And I think what they did, this is a spinoff, because I can remember that they would have a situation where the contestants would come out, air quote, in traditional garb, okay? Traditional clothing.
Sure.
They used to do that. Well,
like, what are you going to dress up like a pilgrim?
Right.
Like,
that's not true. It wasn't right.
Right.
Because if you didn't look, I mean, I'm just telling you.
And if Lord knows, if you didn't follow it to a T, you're probably going to get slammed on social media for it.
But
you know what I mean?
This was before social media.
Okay.
They did this.
Okay.
The thing is, what they did is had these women dress up in what we as U.S. Americans perceived it was. I mean, that's really what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you had somebody coming out from Mexico who wasn't wearing a zarape or something like that, oh, well, that couldn't be authentic. Well, of course it could.
You're cultural appropriating them.
Exactly. There was no doubt that they were. Now, this is kind of going off into a really another bizarro thing, but nonetheless.
So,
got that.
Speaking of social media and Miss Universe, the videos from the 2018 introductions have been remaking the rounds.
Uh-huh.
So here's a little snippet of it.
Ecuador!
Miss Ecuador.
Egypt.
El
Salvador.
El Salvador.
Finland.
France.
France. Huh.
Hey. I don't know.
I think I heard about that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. She just got a little excited or what.
But just screamed it.
It did not sound like a person saying
that. Wow, they say Miss USA, that moon was 33 pounds.
Yeah.
Or the whole outfit. The whole outfit weighed up to 33 pounds.
But it
had
to be counterbalanced.
Oh, and I didn't even think about this. Like, her hometown is Houston, which is where NASA
sure.
is.
Right.
And so it's even more, like, specific to her.
Yep.
That's kind of cool.
So there you go. All right, you guys.
I don't even know how you win that pageant, though. Like, what I mean, I know that in other ones they talk, you know, you answer questions and stuff like that. But
it's probably based off of their intelligence and how nice they are.
Yeah, I've never watched. I've watched a Miss America pageant. I don't think I've ever watched a Miss
and
Universe
this one was
pageant.
In New Orleans.
It was in New Orleans. Yeah,
it was like probably in a hotel ballroom or something. I have no idea.
Head up Bourbon Street afterwards with her big moon over her head.
Oh my gosh, those wings though. Yeah, they spanned like 5 meters.
Yep. All right, so are you sitting down?
I am.
Right. I am,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, don't know if ever you did a coloring book that had a picture of Humpty Dumpty in it. I don't know. Did you?
I think I probably did. Right.
It turns out Humpty Dumpty is not an egg.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
What? And people are a little bit more than shocked over this.
What is Humpty Dumpty?
Well, right. One of the most popular nursery rhymes of all time, Humpty Dumpty has long been pictured as an egg. And there are probably thousands of illustrations of his shell, all going back to, you know, Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland sequel. So the deal is Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a rib fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
Right.
So apparently, according to those lyrics, they decided that he was an egg because after he fell, they couldn't put him back together.
Yeah, lots of pieces.
So that was just the easiest way to portray him.
Right. Meanwhile, several other commentators who had just made the realization were keen to discover the answer. Quote, "This is genuinely the first time I realized he explicitly is not an egg. Oh, my goodness. What shall we do?"
Wait a minute. Who says he's explicitly not an egg?
He's just not actually described as an egg.
Right.
It doesn't mean he's not an egg, but it doesn't mean that he is an egg.
And if you see his picture, I mean, he's shaped like an egg.
Right.
Well, yeah, because that's how he was portrayed.
Right. So,
now, what's interesting is when you Google him, it literally comes up as Humpty Alexander Dumpty.
Oh, really?
Like, I didn't know he had a middle name.
I didn't either.
At least that's what Wikipedia says.
Because that's what they had to put on the tombstone.
Other theories include that Humpty Dumpty tells the story of King Richard III and his defeat at the Battle of Bosworth Field in 1485. If you want to talk to Mr. Downs about that after 9 o'clock, he probably would know. Regardless of the differing theories, the one historians do agree on is that Humpty Dumpty did not start out life as an egg. He, in fact, represented something much darker.
Okay. Well, I bet nursery rhymes were
a little dark.
Yeah.
You just talked about him falling off of a wall and
put him back together.
Right. Yeah, into many pieces.
And Through the Looking Glass is not really a fun show. Speaking of dark, I don't know. It's not part of a Stephen King novel yet. But Maine, somebody in Maine won that big mega million. It was $1.3 billion. It was just one person who won it.
They get the nice summers.
Well, maybe so. I don't know. We'll just see.
And now this.
Well, one of the things, so I saw you need to get a lawyer, you need to get a tax expert, you need to get a financial advisor. And then somebody said you should get a therapist as well.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, because of all the stuff that's going to go on, I mean, that you're going to have to deal with.
Family coming out of the woodwork.
And people
just the stress in general of having that much money and making those kinds of decisions.
People who have known you forever. And then why haven't you given me any money? I was your friend. I liked you and nobody else did.
Oh, that's true. Dealing with all of the emotional baggage that comes along with it.
I'd be all right.
All right, we haven't had a T-Swizz story in a while.
It has been a while.
Last year was another big year for vinyl records, and Taylor Swift was on top. She sold 1.7 million vinyl LPs in 2022, which is about 4% of all the vinyl LPs sold in U.S. America.
Wow.
You have one, right, Reeves?
I do have one. I did not buy from her newest album, but I bought one that she released during the pandemic.
But do you use it a lot?
No, I have it framed, actually.
Oh,
and so I use it more as like artwork.
Oh, I thought you had a record player.
I don't even know. When I lived with the boys, we did have a record player like in the garage, but I never actually used it. No, it was. I know that sounds silly to buy something as truly just as like a keepsake more than to actually use it. And I have a couple more. It's not just Taylor Swift. I have a couple more.
I had neon beer signs when I was single. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
So that I actually have them kind of propped up on my bookshelf as like artwork more than anything.
Oh,
because,
okay.
You know, with the vinyl album, that is part of it. It's like the cover is, you know, really pretty and nice.
Yep.
So yeah. And then they just stay in there. And then maybe one day if I get a record player, I can play it.
Sure.
But yeah. I mean, at one point last year, she had like all top 10 of the top 10 songs on the Billboard chart. And she was like the only artist to ever do that.
I believe that.
Yeah, it's just wild.
Unbelievable.
People love her. Yeah. A25, it's the Infomaniacs on a Monday morning. Okay, food news for you. Peeps is launching two new flavors this Easter season.
Oh, Peeps is my fave.
The thing is, I guess you know they're fresh because they're for this year.
If they're new flavors, that's true.
Yep. Dr. Pepper.
Oh, Zach. Zach.
Only available at Walmart.
Oh, my favorite place to shop.
That's it. And Kettle Corn.
Oh.
Only available at Kroger.
Kettle Corn.
Oh, how bizarre, though, that they're, like, choosing stores to release these in.
The Kettle Corn is yellow, okay, which makes sense. But the Dr. Pepper ones are like Dr. Pepper colored, that kind of maroon can.
Yeah,
thing.
Well, I was going to say, didn't they do like a flaming hot one or something?
Yeah.
So these at least are both better than that flavor.
Yeah, they're teaming with Mike and Ike brand to create vibrant, sweet Peeps, Mike, and Ike flavored pops also.
I wonder is strange that they would pick Walmart for one and then, you know, the Kroger for the other one.
Don't know. They've got nationally available offerings. I'm talking, they've got like a dozen of them. Hot tamales.
That was, okay, maybe that was it. It wasn't, it wasn't a flaming hot Cheeto flavor.
No, I'm okay.
But it was still gross,
I'm okay on that one.
I just, not sure. But
the Dr. Pepper one might be decent.
Yeah.
The kettle corn sounds a little much, though.
Yeah.
Depending on how much of that popcorn flavor really, you know, comes through.
And how many Peeps can you really eat in one sitting?
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to eat more than one?
Yeah, well, again, they come like six to the box. What are you going to do with the other five?
Right.
Or five and a half? So Cheetos has kind of outdone themselves. Just last week, they debuted Flaming Hot Tangy Chili Fusion. Now, a whole new variety showed up at Kroger. Cheetos Pretzels.
Oh.
These appear to be a wheat pretzel with two sides. Okay, that's kind of like the, what are those flat pretzel things called? You know what I'm talking
Flats?
About?
Oh, pretzel chips.
Yeah, pretzel chips, which I can't keep in the house.
I know. They're so good. They're so addicting.
So one side of this thing is the classic pretzel. The other side has got the cheese dust on it.
Interesting.
That might work.
Okay.
Like on the bottom of it, or this is like on one of those little wings, it's got
regular. No. On one side, you know, so it's, you know the flat chips, right? The pretzel chips?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
All right. So one side is pretzel. But the other side, I don't know, it says it's dusted. So maybe that means that it's pretzel too, but it's dusted. I guess it really couldn't be something different.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Don't know. Sounds like that could get messy, first of all.
Yeah,
oh,
sounds
for sure.
Dangerously
for sure.
Cheesy.
Well, it does, but could be good.
WTAW News time is 8:31. It's 62 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by Rooster's Bike and Coffee Shop, home of the lifetime free tune-up in front of Hurricane Harry's on College Avenue. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County's purchasing agent tells county commissioners that there has been an average increase of 23% in materials to maintain county roads.
Lumber has been going down some. Steel has been going up. Fuel's going up.
Charles Wendt also talked about how the county seeks bids.
The statute states how we have to go. We do these contracts, and because of the manpower, we do not have time to bid this every month. I mean, we would never get anything else done.
Wendt presented a spreadsheet to commissioners at their last meeting that shows a total increase of $542,000. Bryan police responding Friday night to a report of someone on top of a train car find a deceased person. The southbound train was along Finfeather Road south of Villa Maria between Navidad and Yewa Streets. The only other information released by Bryan police is that there are no signs of foul play. An autopsy will be done and the person was not local. Union Pacific Railroad is also investigating. A College Station man is returned to the Brazos County Jail where he faces a total of 20 charges from Brazos, Madison, and Leon counties. Nine of the charges facing 35-year-old Matthew Jarrett are in Brazos County. A spokeswoman at the district attorney's office says Jarrett jumped bail in eight cases where he is charged with property crimes that took place between December of 2019 and December 2021. Jarrett's newest charges in Brazos County accuse him of family violence assault causing bodily injury, then stealing an unattended pickup where the engine was running. A College Station woman is out of jail after her arrest last week on a charge of intentionally kicking an emergency room nurse in the stomach last September. 23-year-old Amaja Hardwick told College Station police that she was probably kicking, but she was unaware she struck anyone. The CSPD arrest report states two security officers saw the nurse being kicked. Hardwick was charged with assault of a public servant because the nurse was assisting police at the time she was injured. The city of College Station has relationships with various local governments and entities, but it could be argued the most important relationship is the one with Texas A&M.
I think it's tremendous, and we continue to see them support us and support the community in ways they haven't.
City Manager Bryan Woods complimented President Catherine Banks and Chancellor John Sharp's plan for the university.
They focus heavily on the value of the communities around them and how not only that, you know, just being altruistic, but how that's going to benefit them as an organization. And we see the same thing. I mean, as A&M goes, College Station goes.
Wood says A&M is fully engaged with the city and they're seeing cooperation at a level they haven't seen before. College Station ISD is receiving a $1 million gift. CSISD school board members tomorrow night will officially consider accepting the unsolicited gift from the Donald A. Adam Family Foundation. The foundation says the money is for the specified purpose of enhancing school safety. A memo sent to board members states the money will allow CSISD to not only go above and beyond measures that are already in place, but also current projects as planned through bond and safety grant funding. CSISD board policy requires any unsolicited gift that a donor has expressly made conditional upon the district's use for a specified purpose requires board approval. The month after members of the Athletics Booster Club at Consolidated High School go before the College Station ISD School Board, the board will discuss and possibly take action regarding needs at the Tigers Fieldhouse.
In 2017, the board decided to rezone students back to Consol. This was the time when the board should have also devised a plan to renovate and build new athletic and extracurricular facilities for the eventual growth of Consol to a 6A high school.
Wendy Latendry was one of two Tiger Club members speaking during public comments at last month's meeting.
The public needed to hear the words expansion and remodel of Consolidated High School athletic facilities as much as we heard the words expansion of College Station High School.
The CSISD board takes up the subject during tomorrow's workshop meeting, which starts at 5 p.m. with public comments. WTAW News time is 8:35 at 62 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by Rooster's Bike and Coffee Shop. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
It is 8:38. It's the Infomaniacs on this Monday morning. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com today.
Cloudiness this morning will be giving away to a good deal of sunshine this afternoon. Breezy and mild today, high in the mid-70s. Partly mostly cloudy, mid-50s overnight. Lots of sun, warm Tuesday, upper 70s. We've got a front approaching Tuesday night. Clouds move in, showers late, low to mid-60s. Partly sunny Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, 1620-94.5 WTAW.
There goes 8:39. So this story comes out of, this is Eurotrash. It comes out of, Australia. That they're not Eurotrash, from there. But
they're their own continent. Okay,
it's from people not around here. And it has to do with sports rituals.
Okay,
so now, for over 50 years, I've been associated with sports professionally. It's my job to go cover it. And I've never gone through a sports ritual. Even when I was playing, I didn't go through it. But this is for fans. So Do you guys know anybody, or are you strong enough fans of anything that you would go through a ritual?
I mean,
before a big game.
I think A&M fans do every game.
I know, but I'm talking about you guys. Individually, personally.
No, no, I guess not.
No, I mean, maybe like a pregame prayer?
I don't know.
We used to do that.
Well, yeah. Well, but I'm talking about,
I mean,
no,
when I was playing,
as a fan.
Yeah, okay,
as a fan.
No, I mean, I think we've talked about it. There will be situations where if I'm watching a team that I'm a fan of, like, let's say on TV, and they're winning, I'm not going to want to, like, change my seat.
Okay, all right.
I'll get a little superstitious with that kind of stuff, but not like a pregame ritual, no.
All right, so here are the 10, starting with number 10, top sports rituals that you do ahead of a really, really big game. Number 10, eating the same pre-match meal.
Oh, okay.
Number 9, saying a prayer. Number 8, putting on a pair of lucky socks. Number 7, put on a specific sports shirt or jersey. Number 6, refusing to wash your lucky item of clothing for the duration of the tournament. Yep. Number 5, sat in the same lucky seat when watching.
Okay.
Okay.
4, avoided watching the event with specific unlucky people.
Oh.
Sorry, you can't come over.
Yes. Sat at the same lucky spot to watch it from home. The first one, I guess, was in the stadium itself. This is from home, the lucky spot.
Okay.
Number 2, refused to wash for the duration of the tournament. I guess yourself.
Like a shower? Period, yeah.
Yeah.
Ew, nasty.
And number 1, kiss the badge or emblem of your team.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So they're saying we do that, right?
Yeah, right. Well, and again, this is from Australia, so they're a little different over there, and so that's why. And I don't.
They're saying just sports fans in general.
Right. I just,
yeah, not Americans.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So yes, yesterday or Saturday, I'm not sure. So I'm wandering through looking for something to watch. Mm-hmm. The basketball games are terrible, and so I'm trying to find something, and I found indoor lacrosse.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
It was indoor lacrosse, and it's again.
Well, I said I've been to a lacrosse game at the Carrier Dome. Like, they played inside.
Yeah,
Syracuse did.
This is more like basketball arena size.
Okay.
Okay. Really compact. Now, and
not like repurposing a football field.
No,
which is what.
No. Right. Okay. Exactly. What happens? Okay. So, and I watched for a minute, and then I see a shot, and I swear to you, I'll look the league up so you can see a picture. The goalie covers 85% of the goal with his padding and uniform.
Yeah.
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 The goal's small.
The goal is small.
They look like Michelin men. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just...
trying to take up as much space as possible.
Right.
My favorite thing is whenever they start beating each other with the sticks.
Well, and they didn't have any of that, but I just... I guess,
I think it's cool that they can go behind the goal.
Uh-huh, they can do that, right?
You know?
Yep, they
like
can.
That's, yeah, you actually can go around
kinda
behind, which I guess
in.
You can do in hockey, too.
Yeah, right. You can.
That, and then the PA guy was just annoying. He wouldn't shut the hell up.
Oh.
He was just yelling through the whole thing about, you know, whatever.
Oh. The play-by-play or the PA?
Yeah, no, the PA.
No, the PA guy,
just,
yeah.
So I it got about 2 minutes of my attention, but I just went, wow! I had never... I guess
yeah,
I didn't realize that in the regular lacrosse.
Yeah.
That
so was it like a
big.
Professional league?
Yeah, it
okay.
is.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. So it was Philadelphia against, I don't know, PL City. And I don't know who PL City would be.
What's crazy is I went to grad school with a girl who was on, like, you know how football teams have, like, dance teams and, you know, like, not cheer. I mean, yes, cheerleaders, but they also kind of like the pom-pom girls.
Right.
She did that for the professional lacrosse team in Philly.
Really?
Yeah, for like a year or two.
Okay, well, that's it. This was the Philly team. Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long time.
How many people is she cheering for?
Lacrosse?
Yeah. Oh, like how many people are in the stands?
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking.
I don't
know. Professional, I mean, I know it's not, you know, super popular, but up there it definitely has more of a following.
Yeah, there were fans in the stands.
I think that'd be a
that.
Fun game. I mean, lacrosse is fun. It's a fun game to go to and to watch,
I
for
knew
sure.
a guy that played travel lacrosse
uh-huh.
from Moody, Texas.
Wow.
Oh, I dated a guy from Moody, Texas.
Oh, might have been the same
wonder
guy.
Wonder if they're the same. No, doubt it.
They might have known each other.
Yeah. But probably.
I'm pretty sure they would have.
But
yeah.
again, how do you train for that in Moody, right?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, you just go out in the pasture somewhere and just practice your shots.
Now, I know that there are some schools down in the Woodlands and in the side districts where they play lacrosse.
In the next even 5 to 10 years, I mean, we've already seen the growth of it a little bit, but when you have parents who start wanting to get out of football, lacrosse is a good option.
I agree. That's probably true. That probably will be 8:45 at the Infomaniacs. Okay, then if that was not not esoteric enough, I found women's polo. Women's polo.
I have never watched.
Like horse polo.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I've never watched polo, but it seems like that would be awfully hard.
You have to be right-handed. You have to be right-handed.
You have to be.
You have to play right-handed.
You have to play right-handed.
You have to play right-handed.
Okay.
Yes, right, exactly.
I guess that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I think my kid may be amphibious. He can throw with both hands.
Okay, and, well, there you are. There.
And you've really got to, you know, be good with horses.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Obviously.
It's pretty interesting.
And, I mean, do they? I'm assuming they breed horses particularly for polo,
or
right?
train them.
They train them.
Yeah.
They train them
I mean,
for
cutting
that,
horses,
right.
I think, would be pretty good at
yeah.
that, right?
Yeah. Don't know. I'm not, it's not my world. We do have a polo field here. Though I mean, you
yeah,
know,
we do.
It's
multiple ones, right?
Well, and I think they play sometimes. Yeah. Like they've got like a league.
Well, I found there's one off of Copy Bridge Road that,
really?
That I found. I don't know, about a month ago. Yeah, just there's a field out there.
Does
I guess,
PETA know about it?
Yeah, I think they do. All right, so the WETV is on the hunt for more women to feature on Bridezillas.
Okay,
this might be one. An ex-bride-to-be requested that all her guests pay a large sum of money before their wedding so that they could take care of all the expenses to have their, air quotes, dream wedding. When some of the guests refused or were unable to afford it, the woman went ballistic and canceled the whole day.
Wow.
The woman explained her decision in a lengthy Facebook post,
of
and
course.
It honestly did not help her case.
Wouldn't think so.
Her post begins by alerting her friends and family that she would be canceling her upcoming wedding that was scheduled to take place in just 4 days.
Oh, man.
She added that she and her fiancé had split up and they will, quote, not go forth with any future proceedings, end quote, yet remain in civil team for the sake of their young son.
Okay.
Oh, good. You throw a kid in there with that crazy. Yeah.
The woman informed her Facebook friends... I'm using the word loosely.
Right.
That she would be deleting her account and traveling out of the country for the next couple of months to cope with her loss.
Are you serious?
She wrote, quote, "How did this all come crashing down? Well, I invite you all on Facebook, players, bystanders, and side characters of the people in my life, to take a seat
side
and listen."
Side characters.
Side characters. She proceeds to take the readers through an endless rant regarding her wedding planning. The woman explained that she and her ex-fiancé were high school sweethearts, and he proposed to her when she was 18.
Okay.
After their son was born, of course, that's the way you always time it,
right.
The couple began saving up for their wedding and eventually reached a total of $15,000.
Okay.
She and her fiancé were torn between two venues before the psychic that they...
The psychic that they hired.
Right. Mm-hmm. Pushed them to choose the more expensive one.
Oh yeah, of course they did.
Which would cost $60,000.
Oh, so a little short of the goal needed, yeah.
Along with the flight to Aruba.
Oh, it was in Aruba.
Yeah, where the wedding would be taking place. The woman wrote, quote, "All we asked was a little help from family and friends to make it happen."
Yeah, who you're already going to ask to fly to Aruba.
Therefore, she and her fiancé requested that each guest gift them $1,500 cash money.
Nope.
To pay off their wedding, she wrote, "We'd sacrifice so much and only ask each guest for around $1,500.
Yeah, why are y'all being so selfish?
Despite, and of course, they All, obviously,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
Desperate to make their wedding happen, the couple reduced the fee to $1,000 per guest and launched a GoFundMe page to help with the expenses.
Oh my God.
They exhausted all their options for paying off the chapel, the woman's fiancé suggested they just get married in Las Vegas at a chapel and
I
save money.
I can't believe he hadn't bailed yet.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. This guy got so lucky that this all happened so that he could see what he was about to marry.
He already knew. Nobody else probably did.
Maybe he had some glimpses, but...
She was disgusted by the idea. Even her maid of honor pointed out that the woman was asking guests for way over their budget. That was too much money for them.
That's a good friend. She's trying.
Maid of honor dropped out of the wedding, blocked the woman on all social media platforms, and her bridesmaids followed suit.
So, yeah, so now you've lost not only your fiancé, but probably any of your friends.
Yeah.
You've lost out on any type of wedding, period.
And then she went on and decided to be a blogger.
And then still went on Facebook and tried to prove,
justify
herself.
Did not know that other people were inhabiting planet Earth.
Oh, yeah.
And their book's about to 7 minutes. Chelsea Infomaniacs on a Monday. Some 7-Eleven convenience stores around the country, including Texas and California, starting to use classical music and opera music as a tactic to deter the homeless people. Oh, no, they're not called homeless anymore. What is it? Unsheltered or something.
Without a house?
Yeah, there's supposed to be something nicer to say
I
than
forgot,
that.
Yeah.
From camping out in front of their stores, according to Yahoo News, some customers say they're all for the music, while others are annoyed by it. One store owner in Austin said no one from the police department would show up, despite officials receiving multiple noise complaints from blasting classical music tunes in Austin.
I mean, it must be really loud, because I'm thinking of music that would be nice to listen
sure,
to, right? And
right.
very, I don't know, calming, and you would like to hang out and take a nap?
British Columbia business owner's trying something a little bit different in his storefront. I won't play the song because you know it. But before leaving each day, he begins playing Baby Shark.
Oh,
see, that's what I would
outside
think of
his
yeah.
storefront.
Deter people from
yep, exactly.
You know, setting up shop.
And it runs all night long. All
oh,
night long
man.
Until he reopens the store the next morning. The speaker is focused into a large alcove at the front of the store, so really none of the noise goes out into the surrounding area. Owner said he initially planned to play heavy metal music, but opted for Baby Shark. So it was
family friendly.
He didn't want to make a nuisance of himself for that. So there
sure.
you are.
Sure.
That's what you want to do.
Interesting tactics.
Trying to lose weight, are you? Because again, this is Eat Healthy Week or something like that.
Boy, it was Healthy fine. Weight.
Yeah,
healthy
that's
weight
it.
Healthy
Day.
Weight.
Sure,
healthy
why not?
Weight week.
Fine. According to Georgia State University, stop going out to eat with people.
Oh, okay.
You go out with your friends, you consume 44% more food.
Yeah, because you're
if
busy
you eat
talking.
Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you. I can see, too, you let other people's order dictate what maybe you'll get, you what? Know? And if they're like, hey, let's grab some appetizers. Maybe you wouldn't have normally ordered an appetizer
exactly.
if you were by yourself.
Now, a related study published in the journal Appetite revealed that women tend to mirror the eating patterns of their same-sex dining friends.
Okay.
So
I could see that.
If you're the first one to order, you may be setting the
tone.
For the entire table.
Order
like,
all the
well,
fried
yeah,
foods.
And you think, right, or you think about it. Or, you know, Sally orders a salad. Now all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, man, Sally's eating healthy.
Exactly.
I don't want to look like a pig.
She's
I don't want to order a double
healthy.
Cheeseburger. Yeah.
She goes home and eats a half dozen donuts when she
hits
the door.
And then you do the, or do you want to, I'll get a nap.
Yeah,
you want a nap?
Sure,
okay, yeah, we'll be naughty. We'll grab a nap. Yeah,
it'll be fine. About 3 minutes till it's the Infomaniacs. Hey, as far as the weather's concerned, it's going to be pretty nice today. We're going to get up to near 80 and kind of windy, gusts up to about 20 miles an hour. We'll probably hit 80 tomorrow. Then we've got a front coming through. 80% chance of showers on Wednesday. Low Wednesday, that'll be a 46, and then we'll have sunshine in mid-60s for the balance of the week. What's the weather in Oregon going to be?
Cold.
Okay.
Going to be cold. We're going to be having a wedding on a mountainside somewhere, and I don't know if I'm really prepped for it or not, so we'll find out.
But again, you'll only be outside for a little bit, and then the reception, you can move in.
That's the hope.
What time of day is it?
I think we're going to have it early evening, maybe.
Okay, all right.
4:30, 5-ish, somewhere around in there.
I love men of no idea what the details are.
I really don't. I just do what I'm told.
I know
I've got to go up there. I've got to make it there. If we can make it there, then we can make it anywhere.
But, you know, Oregon, and of course, now is it rugged dress? Or are you supposed to dress up, you know, like a coat and tie and fancy shoes and all that kind of stuff?
I'm going to have a sports coat on and some slacks.
Okay.
And
what kind of footwear? Doing like your
boots.
Your Timberland or what?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I've got boots. I think Timberlands would go well with that. No. I'm going to be wearing a sports coat. Yeah,
boots.
Cowboy boots.
Okay.
And and my dad actually has this really nice dress coat.
Overcoat
that,
kind
yeah,
of thing?
Yeah, overcoat type deal that I don't think he ever wears because, let's face it, never gets cold enough here.
Right.
And I'm actually able to squeeze into that bad boy,
okay.
So I think I'm going to wear it.
Wonderful.
So that we're only hopefully going to be there, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, something like that. But it's a very downscale, low scale.
It's not
type
a $60,000 wedding.
No,
you're not going to Aruba.
No. And we're not going to be out there for an hour either, so that's a plus.
I bet it's going to be beautiful, though.
Yeah, I hope so.
I would think so. That should be cool.
We're not really worried about the weather. We're just worried about the kid and how well he's going to do on the plane.
Oh, he's going with you guys.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. We're taking Hudson with us. So T's and P's for that.
That'll be oh yeah, yeah no, that'll be fine. That'll be fine.
We got him. I got him some earmuffs.
Did you?
Yeah,
oh,
went to
cool.
Academy and got him some earmuffs. So that'll work out well. You
oh
know?
Wow, you could actually buy earmuffs here. I had no idea.
No.
I
not
really
the, not the traditional earmuffs. It's like the hearing protection for when you're shooting
oh,
guns.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
okay. The noise canceling ones.
Yeah.
Like the ones you see at sports games when babies are there.
Yeah. So it's dual use. We can take them out there. Yeah. You know, fire off the 12 gauge.
Oh, either that, or you get them to all the wedding guests, and then Hudson doesn't have them, right? Because that'll be fun. That will be an adventure.
Hopefully, that'll
I'm
help
sure.
any of his ear pressure. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's for the plane.
Yeah,
it's for
no
the plane.
Kidding. So. Hey, a bunch of fifth graders in Minneapolis started a fundraiser to make their playground inclusive, so kids with disabilities could use it.
Oh, that's cool.
They needed to raise $300,000, which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But they have already hit that goal after anonymous donors donated $200,000.
Wow, if only that bride could have learned something from the elementary school
kids. Yeah, a little bit better cause, probably. Anyway, all right, take care of yourself, my man.
Yeah, we'll
talk
do.
To you. All right, WTAW, College Station, bro.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.